Comcast Sportsnet is giving away a pair of Eagles season tickets. Enter to win at PhiladelphiaEagles.com/CSNPhilly. Welcome back to Inside Training Camp presented by Xfinity. It's Dave and Bo. Time for our Twitter mailbag. That means you ask the questions on Twitter at Eagles shows, and we try to give you some answers. All right, I got the first
Let's do our best. All right.
Vinny Curry. What is Vinny Curry's role? From at Mr. Joseph's on 93. I think Vinny Curry stays the same. I don't think you're going to see a gigantic increase in reps. I think the Eagles pleased with Vinny Curry. As a pass rusher, he's come a long way in the run game as well, but with that much depth, I don't think you force the issue. I think you keep Vinny Curry where he is.
I think so, too. I mean, he's not going to be starting on this defensive line because they are so stacked with those three guys. But I do think that Bill Davis wants to get him on the field a little bit more. That's why you've seen Vinny Curry training a little bit as a stand-up outside linebacker, sometimes for specialty pass situations. But, you know, Vinny Curry was last year on a per-snap basis as good a pass rusher as there was in the league. The Eagles like that. They want to keep him in that role, but I do think they'll try to get him on the field just a little bit more.
And an interesting case, last year of his contract, we hope he has a big year, and then we find out next year what happens to Vinny Curry.
Does he go? Of course, the all-time leading sack artist in Eagles history for a player from New Jersey.
Thanks.
Okay, from TFEC9, he was working on a tweet, and he came up with, how is Zach Ertz blocking coming along?
Well, Zach Ertz has made great improvements as an inline blocker. He's gotten stronger, his technique is better, and he knows that's a big part of the game. You have to block in line as a tight end in the NFL. Will we see Zach Ertz blocking a whole lot this year? No. The Eagles want to get him down the field catching passes. He's been outstanding as a pass receiver in this camp. Looking forward to a big year from Ertz. In tight, goal line situation, short yardage, yeah. He's got to improve his blocking, and I think he's done so.
Yeah, I think in the red zone is where we want to see Zach Ertz sort of make that jump from last season, this season. Did that MMA training with Jay Glazer over the offseason, I think, to work on his hands to help be a bit of a better blocker. But we do know that Brent Celek is one of the best blocking tight ends in the league, so tough for Ertz to overtake Celek in that role.
Yep, and Trey Burton, by the way, one of the most improved players on this roster. Let's go to question number three about another really improved player from at Mr. _McG. Okay.
McG.
Do you see Josh Huff putting up big numbers this year? If Josh Huff plays anything in the regular season, like he's playing in training camp, yes, big numbers. He's made big plays throughout camp, getting down the field. He's the over-the-top threat in the receiving game for the Eagles. Josh Huff, a quantum leap year one to year two.
Yeah, you remember last summer when Mark Sanchez and Jordan Matthews were sort of, you know, connecting on every play, it seemed like, during practice. That's sort of the connection that I've seen so far from Sam Bradford and Josh Huff. Bradford seems to have a very good rapport with Huff, and Huff has, as you said, been one of the more impressive players of this training camp. I think he's going to be in for a big year.
And he's got to keep it going. And the big key with Huff is consistency, catching the football. So far, so great for Josh Huff.
I got a question for you.
Yeah.
If I can provide my own tweet for you. Of the returning Eagles on Sunday, who are now in the Colts, who are you most excited to see?
Trent Cole. Love Trent Cole. The Beast.
Yeah. Tough. I love all three of those guys. Todd Harriman, Colt Anderson.
Yeah.
We don't count Frank Gore, though.
No. Trent Cole, an all-time Eagle. Todd Harriman's also a great Eagle. Colt Anderson, while he was here, gave it his all and an example of a player who maximizes his physical ability. So looking forward to seeing all three of those guys and hope they get out of here healthy.
Should be fun.
All right. When we come back to Inside Training Camp, presented by Xfinity, a young cornerback didn't get drafted, making himself a name in Eagles training camp. We meet cornerback Denzel Rice.